Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome to and welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, and as always, it is my pleasure to join you over a crackling fire in whatever form works for you. Had to reboot the system, unfortunately. So thanks for hanging in there with me, those who are live, and my regular listeners, as always. Thanks for either joining me live or downloading the MP3. We appreciate each and every one of you who find your way here to Spark and joining us to get those wonderful sparks that can ignite the desired change in your life. Wow. This week, our focus is on back to school. It is that time of year here in the United States where students are returning to college. Elementary and high schools are starting again. Our thoughts are returning to learning in a different way maybe than they had before. So tonight we'll talk about some resources to spark your learning, to support you, to spark the children in your life. Need to reconnect to Blog Talk so that we can open the chat room and I can open mics for people who call in. How's your week been? When you look back on the past 7 days, what do you remember? What do you focus on? Do you focus on the good things, the highlights? Do you focus on the problems? What do you focus on? What stands out? What do you commit to remembering? What do you focus on in the moments of every day? That's a good lesson to learn as well. So let's see if we can get to, there we go, the password in my system. So as we look to our thoughts of learning, regular listeners, it's a refresher for you, new listeners. Learning helps your brain stay healthy, helps it function at its best. And that's learning new things. So if you tend to do one kind of puzzle, it's a good idea to try a different kind of puzzle or learn a song or learn to dance. What will you commit to learning? And to truly learn, you need to do something with that information. Because so often, and me included, I read things, seminars, Discovery, History, are a couple of our favorite channels when we watch television as a family. What do we do to change our lives? To really practice new learning? It's interesting because for many of us, it takes a long time. And there's a piece of research that says 7 exposures. It's 7 exposures before someone will buy, 7 exposures to new information or more, before we begin to believe or we're ready to act. So, what are you ready to act on? Maybe there's something that you have learned and forgotten. I was talking to someone last week about the power of putting your vision into a visual form, whether that's a vision board with magazine clippings, whether that's using Mind Movies, that's M-I-N-D, movies, creating a PowerPoint with images from either pictures you've taken, but somehow making it visual. And she shared that when she was with Mary Kay, that's what she did with her goals. I don't remember if it was 6 months or 10 months, but she made a poster. She had notes around her house because that's what she where she was going, and it really worked. And as she was telling me the story, this expression came over her face as she realized that it really worked, and why hasn't she done it since? Sometimes those discoveries are the best. In just answering a question, we realize something that we already knew and had forgotten. So what maybe, if you were to look back on your own learning, whether it was in elementary school, what did you love to do in elementary school? Or your favorite class? Or a teacher who inspired you, what worked for you? What did you enjoy about learning? Because most of us enjoyed something in elementary school. And maybe junior high and high school, we added the extracurricular activities, and there was something that we enjoyed learning. What was that? And how did you learn it? Because some of us learn better seeing things, others doing things, others hearing it, and others even a combination of the above. I invite you to spend some time reflecting on what you enjoyed about your learning and bring that back into your life today, whether it's the how, the excitement, something you're passionate about. And then take an action around that. Yay, we're back into Blog Talk Radio site. So we'll open up that switchboard and chat room for those of you who would like to share your resources and ideas for back to school. Places that can help you, your kids, when it comes to learning. One of the exciting things in my work as a learning coach is when clients, whatever the age, can enjoy learning again, can find the fun in the process again, or maybe for the first time, to realize that we all learn. Sometimes we just learn a little differently. And to honor some things about the way your brain learns naturally makes it easier. And we tend to remember what we enjoy, don't we? So we make the process enjoyable. Make it an adventure. Being a coach in the learning game. When you understand the rules, you understand the playbooks, what those instructors are expecting, you know how to play. Because, you know, if you ever tried playing soccer on a basketball court, it doesn't work so well. Sometimes you got to switch up those strategies. For note-taking, for memorizing, for studying. My son is entering fourth grade. I was very excited with the process of an assignment notebook and doing some things a little differently. And in that book that was given out at school are tips, study tips. So I'm excited to go through those with him. And as I said, in with my clients, helping them to get the joy and the success that they can experience in learning. Oh, my goodness. It's so much fun. Even through the frustrations, and that's part of it, is changing the mindset around the process and relaxing through the process. And using visualization there as well. Instead of replaying failure, we want to practice and mentally rehearse success. What do you spend your time thinking about and visualizing? What do you look at in your area where you work or study? Do you see pictures that bring you joy, that make you smile? And sometimes it's worth adding. Pictures of friends and family, things that make you smile, put you in a positive state, or on a bulletin board near your desk or your workspace. Makes a big difference. Where's the switchboard? Taking its sweet time. So, back to school. Back to learning is our focus. And I'll take a moment to tell you, remind you that right now on August 25th, I believe, we are having a back-to-school promotion in our Brain Bonanza store. Brain Bonanza is the company, my company, that brings you Spark Radio. It is brainbonanza.com, BrainBonanza.com. And if you go to the online store, you will find some wonderful resources to support you. Sandy Bauman's books, including Feed Your Brain for Learning, Feed Your Brain for Memory, are there. You can enjoy a 15% savings for investing in yourself and your learning through September 15th. If you enter the coupon code Back to School, all one word and all lowercase, BACKTOSCHOOL. When you check out, you'll save 15% on everything except habit busting, which is already on special. And if you're interested in working with me as a coach, a growth catalyst, whether for the passion test to discover what you love and what's most important to you in your life right now and how to have more of that in your life, or learning to play the game of school more effectively, or you're looking for someone to talk with your group or organization to provide speaking or training, whether it's staff development in schools, parent-teacher organizations, having your best brain at work, school, and home, a number of resources and programs, I would love the opportunity to customize or create for you in any of those programs that are booked and paid by September 15th, regardless of the date, we'll also save 15%. So send me an email at brainbonanza@gmail.com and the subject line, back to school. And I'll get back to you as soon as possible. So that's my investment to support you in going back to school yourself and treating yourself and your brain to that wonderful learning opportunity that you can take advantage of in your life. So now we have our switchboard. We'll see if we can also bring up a chat room. If you have questions or resources to share, please call at 347-215-8390. We'd love to hear from you and to share the resources or strategies that you found work for you or for the children in your life, whether it's students in the classroom, grandchildren, nieces, or nephews. And there are past segments of Spark that are archived, particularly about memory strategies. If you do a search for memory, you'll find Spark segments there that give you specific strategies and tips for making the most of your memory. Also on stress, because stress can interfere with learning and memory. And I'd love an opportunity to connect with you one-on-one. So we've got now, yay, a switchboard. Oh, still don't have a chat room, so be patient if you're looking for it. See if we can try it again. So back to school. One of the resources that I discovered this summer as I was pursuing some materials to help my son avoid the learning loss that often happens during the summer months when the kids are not in school. One of the sites I found was education.com, EDUCATION Education.com. And Education.com is filled with really good resources. Yay, there's our chat room. So we were looking for the chat room. Here it is. So if you have a website, a resource you'd like to share, please do. All right. So back to education.com. And if you pop out there, see if we can put this over here. Let's hop on over to education.com. And take a look. They have a community for parents to share information. A wonderful list of resources and activities. And that's what we used this summer, were different learning activities that we could do together, inside, outdoors. We were able to practice some spelling. We tweaked a game or two. Made letters of names and then saw how many words we could make up with those letters, and played made-up games. They offer an Activity of the Week newsletter that you can get that's grade-specific, teacher-approved, and comes right to your inbox. So I've subscribed to that to take a peek at what they'll be offering there. You can choose by subject area. For example, if you've got a child in your life who loves science, you can look at science. Or if you've got an area that you'd like some additional support, academics outside the classroom, learning with your child, you can search by age or grade. And it's got a lot of great resources. And so you can do some Q&A and learn from others' experience. Activities, worksheets, finding a school, colleges, online learning, and then you can create MyEDU. And their tagline is Bringing Learning to Life. That's education.com. There's another wonderful site that I learned about at the American Society for Training and Development Conference earlier this year. And the goal of e-learning for kids is to provide e-learning at no cost. So we'll see if we can pull that site up. I'm hoping to do an interview with the director. He is from the UK, and so we're going to need to schedule it at a different time. And they are looking for game developers. So an e-learning for kids. Kids learning math, play dinosaur games, phonics, planets, it's a great resource that you can use with your kids, and you know the content's going to be safe, let's see, I'm going to double check on that name. I'll have to probably get back to you because it's not pulling it right here. So it means I'm doing something wrong. You ever have that with your memory? Oh my goodness, what was I supposed to type in there? And we have that brain spasm. Oh my gosh, I know that. I know that. And it just escapes us at that absolute second that we're looking for it. So we'll talk about e-learning for kids. Again, let's see if I've got a card handy that I have with me most of the time. There's also worksheets.com where you can print different worksheets and activity sheets to have some additional practice or if you're needing some support for a project That's another option. And just enjoying different games designed to help you learn. Merriam-Webster.com, the dictionary people, M-E-R-R-I-A-M, Webster, W-E-B-S-T-E-R.com, offers a number of word games. That's what you see when you're trying to talk and type, it happens. Free education for children globally, it's e-learningforkids.org. That's e-learningforkids.org. So you can pull grade level, by content area. And know that they're going to get good learning. And it's offered in English, Spanish, French, Portuguese, and Netherlands. Goal, open doors to education worldwide. So that's another resource if you want them to be able to practice. PBSKids.org, Public Broadcasting, has great resources as well. And they also have resources for parents. Because, you know, most of our kids don't come with manuals, whether that's about learning or whether that's about discipline, helping them get into a routine for school, you know, and that's an adjustment. Think of how we adjust ourselves to change. And we wonder why our kids become argumentative, disagreeable, as they're trying to change their sleeping schedules, practice schedules, homework schedules. PBSKids.org. PBSParents.org or PBS.org/parents. Information there also on child development, healthy kids. There's my PBS Parents. Because, you know, realizing you're not in it alone, because we all are doing our very best with the information we have. And there's a new show, by the way, premiering on September 6th, the premiere of Cat in the Hat, knows a lot about that on PBS Kids. You know, if you don't haven't done a lot of reading together, you know, whether you find a book that you both like, or you read to your child, or your child reads to you, but to come up with some kind of sharing routine that you're communicating with your kids, also important. So you know what's going on at school. That's also important. So that your kids feel like they can talk to you. And do you share your own learning journey with them? And give them the space to learn differently from you. Because sometimes, again, we are very well-meaning parents, and we expect our kids to learn like we did. And maybe we sat at a table or a desk with no sound on because that's what our parents thought was going to be best for us. And really, when we went to college or when we're learning on our own, we know that's not always the best for us. Maybe, though, for your child, it is. So, great tools, great resources. Know you're not alone. Know there are many people out there who are willing to help and support you in your learning journey. Searching, whether you use Google or Bing or Yahoo, and finding different resources to help you. There are professionals as well. Being a team, when it comes to learning success, being an active part of the process, whether you're the teacher, the parent, or the student, be an advocate for yourself and for the other learners around you. So hopefully there have been some great resources that can help you. Remember that to support your back to school, if you go to brainbonanza.com, coupon code all lowercase back to school, you'll save 15% on your order on anything except for habit busting. And if you send me an email with back to school in the subject line, I'd be very happy to correspond, call, contact you to talk about how I can best support you to have your best brain at work, school, or home. Whether it's speaking, coaching, training, facilitating, I'd love to talk to you further about how to create a solution to support you. Thanks so much for being here this week. Hope that you have gleaned great information and resources to spark you to take an action, to learn something new in this season of thinking back to school. And for those loyal listeners on the other side of the globe who are getting ready for summer vacation, it's a good idea to think about how can we keep kids from having that backslide that can happen during those summer months. And I talked about that, I believe, back in May or June in the segment, Sparks for Summer Learning. I invite you to check it out. And please, if you have any ideas, resources to share, send me an email, and I'll pass them on. Until next time, stay safe. And take the extra 15 minutes, since our show's only 30, to go learn something new, whether it's on the internet, read a book, visit a place you've never seen before. Do something different that's going to treat your brain to something amazingly new that you can enjoy, that you can share, and give yourself permission to make mistakes. Because we do. That's how our brains learn. Our brains learn by making mistakes. We have to learn what doesn't work in order to know what does. And as kids, it was okay. You know, if it didn't work the first time, that's all right. We won't do it that way next time. Let's try something else. If we can rediscover that adventure about learning and that attitude about we can have fun in the process. And learning is a messy process often. So give yourself permission to make those mistakes and enjoy your learning journey. There are people to help you. Just let us know what we can do to help. Until next time, keep learning, treat your brain, and stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.